I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with this worldwide news update. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is in South Africa for a two-day meeting of the Group of 20 Nations, where top European diplomats are expected to reinforce their support for Ukraine. AP correspondent Neon Kim reports.
Foreign ministers from G20 countries are right now meeting in Cape Town in the first major session of the group since South Africa took over the presidency. Officials from 19 of the world's major economies and the European Union arrived at the event to a traditional performance. Among the attendees is Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, who earlier this week held landmark bilateral talks with the US over ending the war in Ukraine. One notable no-show is U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio. He said he doesn't agree with the meeting's agenda and has accused South Africa of anti-Americanism. Top European diplomats are expected to reinforce their support for Ukraine during the two-day meeting. I'm Neon Kim.
A news conference that was planned to follow talks between Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and U.S. President Donald Trump's Ukraine envoy has been canceled. The cancellation happened Thursday as political tensions deepened between the two countries over how to end the almost three-year war with Russia. The event was originally supposed to include comments to the media by Zelensky and retired U.S. Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, but it was changed at the last minute to a simple photo opportunity where two leaders posed for journalists. They did not deliver statements or field questions. A Ukrainian presidential spokesman said the change was requested by the United States side. Kellogg's trip to Kyiv came amid recent feuding between Trump and Zelensky. This is VOA News. Hamas handed over the bodies on Thursday of four Israeli hostages, including the two youngest captives taken by the militant group in their October 7th attack on Israel. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
Infant Fia Bibas and his four-year-old brother Ariel are among the most potent symbols of the trauma-inflicted day. The two boys, their mother Shiri Bibas, and a fourth hostage, Oded Lifshitz, were handed over under the Gaza ceasefire agreement reached last month. Armed Hamas militants surrounded the handover site as the four black caskets were placed into Red Cross vehicles. Hamas said all four were killed in Israeli airstrikes, but their deaths were never confirmed by Israeli authorities. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the country was united in unbearable grief and vowed to eliminate Hamas. Saturday will see the return of six living hostages in exchange for hundreds more Palestinians, expected to be women and minors detained by Israeli forces in Gaza during the war.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol on Thursday appeared in two different courts contesting his arrest on rebellion charges in one and pleading to preserve his presidency in the other, both related to his brief imposition of martial law in December. Security was heightened at the Seoul Central District Court as Yoon arrived for a preliminary hearing that involved discussions of witnesses and other preparations for his criminal trial. Yoon then traveled across the capital to the Constitutional Court, which is nearing a decision on whether to formally remove him from office. Spain's former soccer federation boss was found guilty of sexual assault on Thursday. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham has more.
Spain's High Court has found former Soccer Federation boss Luis Rubiales guilty of sexual assault for kissing player Jenny Hermoso without her consent. The court fined him more than $10,000 in a case that has caused nationwide uproar. It acquitted him of a charge of coercion, the court said in a statement on Thursday. Prosecutors had sought a prison sentence for Rubiales. Rubiales' three co-defendants were acquitted. They had been accused of attempting to coerce Hermoso into saying the kiss at the 2023 World Cup award ceremony in Sydney was consensual. The ensuing scandal overshadowed Spain's victory in the tournament, provoking a heated debate in Spain about sexism in women's football and wider Spanish society.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.